Hey, this is Jody T. Pratt. I wrote a book, Midnight Snacks: A Dark Collection, 13 Disturbing Tales of the Misfortune. If you like the bizarre and all things dark, and you love this show, you'll love this. Midnight Snacks: A Dark Collection on Amazon right now. The link will be in the description. On with the show. Lights, camera, action. Welcome to the Scrapbook Podcast, Director's Cut. And welcome back to the Scrapbook Podcast, Director's Cut. I am your host, Jody Pratt, with my fellow host,
Sunflower.
And we're doing the same thing we did last episode, unless I put this episode out first. Reading stuff that got denied from publishers. And making it into something bigger. Or, you know, depending on the reception, following it and writing something bigger than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a prompt. It can be a prompt.
It could be, yeah. So anybody who wants to write that shit, go ahead. I don't give a fuck. These. Any sort of the regular Make My Movie podcast, I assure you, man.
I come for you,
brother. But yeah, so I don't know what this one's going to be called. I don't know which one you're going to read, honestly, but...
I was just going to say,
But yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I clear my throat of warmed blood and mucus, position myself for comfort against open courtyard walls under the full moon. The astringent taste of gunpowder makes my face curl. The trigger is pulled and nothing happens. No relief, no white light. Damn it. I become hysterical. Squawking ravens flutter away in agitation from the surrounding trees. I throw my revolver at the heap of fur and honed teeth that tore into my breast and neck. A damned werewolf. I didn't believe before, but I am sure now as my eyelids grow heavier. I curse the beast and the moon.
Bars. I fucking love the fuck out of that one, dude.
Edgar Allan Poe, what?
And that, you feel me? Goddamn. Who else doesn't know how to take compliments? But yeah, man, fucking, I love that one so much because I don't do regular shit. I do a lot of ritualistic.
That's very true. Of
cursing, science fiction.
It's kind of like shit. It's kind of like you melded your poetic side and your story side together.
Yes, absolutely. And I feel like this is exactly what I saw, cuz I wanted to make this into something bigger. I was thinking about my my cousin Jernisha, right? And she loves bitches. You know what I mean? She's a stud.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about her like going to meet like a who's coming to dinner with Sidney Poitier.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I say it like that? A Poitier. That nigga, right? And in it, it's pretty much it's just a black guy coming to a white family.
Yeah.
Seeing like this guy's different. And then at the end, it's like we're really not that different. That's pretty much all it is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it'll be like that. So her family name, her name is Puka, right? So Puka would go to meet her girl's family. Her girl isn't out like that yet,
mm-hmm.
but Puka's a stud. She's a stud ass bitch. She'll like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There ain't no way around it, you know? And they go to the family and she meets the family and they're just, the father's just like this big, robust, hairy man. The mother is just like skulky as fuck, just real like fidgety.
Mm-hmm.
The brother is just like a hard ass. And like the girlfriend is very scary. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Very shy, I should say, timid. And she's begging Puka to be like, no, don't come here during this time.
Yeah.
And she's like, do you not want to like be together, bro? Like, what the fuck? And she's like, I do, but it's just like, she's like, then I already bought the tickets. We're going to meet your family. And it's kind of that thing where, like, I don't want to come out yet, but we are in love.
Yeah.
Why would I be gay for stay if I'm really gay like that?
Right.
Right? So she goes and meets the family, and they're a bunch of weird motherfuckers.
Mm.
Right? Like, just like I explained, yeah. You know, how they are, their characteristics.
Yeah.
And during, like a family barbecue and shit like that, they're, like, eating pretty much raw meat and shit. So you're pretty much like, oh, these niggas, there's werewolves, bro.
Extremely medium rare.
Yeah. You know, she's like, can I get this shit on the grill a little bit longer? She's like, I forgot you're not, you know what I'm
steak
saying?
Steak tartare.
You don't have Kazakhstani blood in you, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay.
You know? Yeah.
So they go in like a, they go and, oh, full moon happens, right?
Mm.
They stay in separate bedrooms because she's pretty much waiting. The girl's waiting to say, like, this is my girlfriend.
Right.
So they stay in separate bedrooms. And she hears, like, howling, like, from way the fuck far out.
Yeah.
And it wakes Puka up, like, what the fuck? And then there's, like, the howling's getting, like, relatively closer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And to the point where it's, like, right outside the window. It feels like. She's on the second story, by the way. And she feels something. She hears something just scratching at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what the fuck? She brought a pistol, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Studs stay strapped in different ways, you feel me? They stay strapped in different ways. So she goes and, like, she reached for her door, and her door's locked, right?
Hmm.
And it shows, like, it has a padlock on the outside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And something's, like, scratching at the door and, like, banging on the door below and, like, howling. And it's, like, you start to hear more and more. And she looks outside and she just sees howling, like, fucking red, deep red, shining eyes from below, just staring at him. Just, they're just, like, climbing over each other to, like, climb up there and to get her and shit.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, fuck this. You know what I mean? So she goes and opens the door. I'm thinking short story status. Short story shit. So she goes and opens the window and she sees him and starts to spark at these niggas. Bow, bow, bow. Like, it, like, scatter off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Next day comes, like, she thought she had a bad dream. It was so, like, the door was, her door was ajar. Like, she left it.
Yeah.
She takes Ambien, so, like, she thought she was dreaming.
Yeah.
Her brother's not around. The girl's brother isn't around.
Mm-hmm.
With the family, just, like, a little bit more disdain for her. And the girlfriend just, like, we gotta go. Like,
now.
We have to go, like, buy lunch. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Before sundown, we have to get the fuck out of here. And next thing you know, there's a problem with the car. Her cell phone isn't working and shit like that. She finds the brother with a gunshot wound.
I was waiting for
to the face, like, behind the stack of wood and shit like that. And around him is, like, dig marks. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he was trying to, like, you know how dogs do when they're about to die and shit. It's kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, Puka, obviously a stud, she's gonna fucking, she knows some shit about cars too. So she was like fixing that shit and sees that wires are just completely cut.
Mm-hmm.
She takes her stud belt off, fucking wrap that, makes it into like a fan belt and shit like that. She's like, all right, bro, we good to go. It gets us, you know what I mean? It'll get us to where we need to go, you feel me? And she started that bitch up and it's like about to be sundown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then she just finds out she's running on a fucking flat. So she's like, fuck it, I'll ride it. I won't get my deposit back for this Hertz vehicle. You feel me? We're going on a plane anyway. Fuck it, let's go. So she's riding like hella far on a flat to the point where sparks are coming off and shit like that. And then, so they get hella far away, right? To the point where you, I can't, I'm sorry for saying to the point so goddamn much.
Hey.
They hear howling, but like hella, hella far away.
Yeah.
Like not a dog running to catch me that far.
Yeah.
And, her girlfriend wears like shades and shit like that. She's trying to keep herself from the moon. And the car damn near catches fire. She pulls over. And she's just like, I just see, this is why I didn't want you to come here. And stuff like that. This is why, and she's like, yo, what the fuck? They're in the car. And then she's like, you hear her bones start to like snap and shit. And her skin starts to peel. And like, she turns into a werewolf, like right in front of her. Whoa. And she's like, oh my fucking God. You know what I'm saying? She's like fighting out of there. And the werewolf, obviously she loses her goddamn mind.
Yeah.
Like tears the door off, like is running in there and shit. I'll go back to it.
Okay.
So she's like chasing the pukas, like sparking at her. Pow, 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 right? None of them are silver bullets, but they are hollow tips. So they will tear your ass up from the inside.
Yeah.
So she, sparking at her, and she's running through, like, this big ass field, and this wolf is, like, gaming on her. Maybe she tells her, like, Puka, you need a fucking run, like, yeah, right now. And then she runs, and then we go back, and we see the werewolf, like, tearing off the doors and shit. And she's smelling through the air, and it's like running out like through the field. And she's like, what the fuck is that? Like,
yeah,
it's big ass thing barreling. Cause she had like the car with the lights off. That's how big it is. And then it like, you can hear it like growling, like doing all that shit.
Yeah.
And she's like busting at this thing, ran out of bullets. It's like hurt a decent amount. And, it's like, while, by the time it reaches her, she's, it's like limping, and it's like wanting to like tear her fucking face off,
yeah,
Puka's face off, but like it's like bleeding out, and she's like holding this thing that's like trying to still like snap at it, but it's like fleeting, it's bleeding out and shit like that, and she just like I forgot, we need to make a girl's name, like Angie, like are you okay, or is that you in there?
Mm-hmm.
And then you see her like fucking Kazakhstani eyes, fucking bright blue eyes and shit like that. She's like, oh, damn. And then, like, out of nowhere, Puka's like, she doesn't feel the teeth go, like, through her neck.
Yeah.
But it snapped up, like, right when she was about to kiss it.
Yeah.
Snapped up a piece of her jaw's missing in her throat, a little bit of her throat. Oof. And she goes, like, and, like, falls backwards as this thing is just, like, choking on the piece of meat that she just...
That they ate. Did, yeah.
Yeah, that, right? And she's, like, crawling away, and she's against a tree, and then all that, what happened in that 100-word drabble, happens then. Like,
yeah,
she forgets that there's no bullets in there. She tries to kill herself because this shit is, like, agonizing and shit like that, but no bullet comes. And she was like, I did not believe in these motherfuckers until now. Like, but goddamn.
Like, damn. It's real.
And she starts laughing and shit like that and looks up into the moon and then, you know, dies. But all my characters die. So, Puka, if you're listening to this shit, don't be fucking upset. Everybody dies in my stories, bro. Everybody goes in my stories, man. How you like that?
I can see, no, yeah. I can see where it tied in for sure.
Yeah.
I was interested in that part of the story and forgot that that's what we were doing.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then got that, and then it got the tie in and I was like, oh, right. It's not two separate stories. It's just the one. But I mean, that ending could have went any way.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, like, I was going to, sorry to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
But I was going to add in like a helper. There's like a human helper during this time, just like, you know, Jews get during, like, Shabbat, where they can't turn on anything. They're not supposed to work at all, whatsoever. They get help from, that's what they kind of do. Like, that's the person who padlocks the doors, locks them out of the house, and so they don't fuck it up shit everywhere yeah. like animals do and stuff like that. And maybe like that's who tries to drive them away, and they get chased in the car and they get eaten, and she got the, you know what I'm saying? I think yeah. that would have been a better, like a cleaner way to like end it. Like they're driving away and he's just like, I haven't seen them like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're used to me, but, like, the new smell of you, like, they're crazy. They are werewolves. They've been werewolves for hundreds of years. This yeah. is the blah, blah, blah family and all shit like that. And snatches that nigga out of the car because they're so ravenous. And then drives, kills the dad with the car, kills the mom with the car. You know what I'm saying? That's, like, kind of a way I was going to go with it, whoa. But... I was trying not to go full Joe on a story.
Yeah.
And it's like, they already killed the brother, so they're really feeling it. And then they get to the girlfriend, which we thought we forgot. And, like, shoots that nigga in the chest a couple times. And then she goes up there to see him, and then she gets her throat scratched out. And then pulls back and shoots him, like, again in the head, the girlfriend in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And then has the whole ending about laughing and being like, I didn't even fucking believe in this shit. I think that would be, like, a funner, cleaner kind of way.
I'm going to call it the original to what you just told.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm just one person. So, y'all think?
Yeah, what do you guys think? Which way should it go? Should it be like her and her girlfriend in the car, or the helper that I just made up in the last 2 minutes be the person helping, and then they get killed or whatever the fuck? Let me know. Something short and sweet. I love you guys. Don't stop being creative. This is Jody Pratt with my fellow host, Sunflower.
I'm supposed to say.
And I was supposed to say, don't stop being creative. Peace. But we love you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.